last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab. The listeners, we have been discussing about the duties of waiters of Imam Mahdi, ajallaha ta'ala faraja, in which we categorized some of the most important duties. And we were with Dr. Ali Alawi, who categorized the duties as the first one was marifat of Imam, or the knowledge of Imam, and then knowing the status of Imam, then relying on the rope of wilaya or guardianship, then waiting for reappearance, and then we discussed social reform or self-reform, in which we were discussing about media readiness and military readiness. Dr. Alawi, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome. Thank you for once again accepting the invitation.
Thanks for inviting me to this show. It's a great pleasure for me to be here.
Same here. It's a pleasure to be with you, sir. So we want you to give a gist of this self-reform and social reform for the listeners.
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. We have actually listed a series of duties for a duty man who is waiting for the arrival and advent of Imam alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi. And we reached to some of the duties starting from self-reform and social reform. Self-reform actually shows itself because we are reviewing what we have talked about. So I try to make it short, inshallah, so that we go and continue to the other duties. So self-reform actually can be made and can be achieved by self-purification and self-building, what is known as ma'rifat al-nafs, and a person works on himself. Because, you know, ma'rifat al-nafs, knowing oneself, is an introduction to knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you know, I mean, when we have actually corrected our relation with ourselves, with people around us, and then with the creator. So All of the expectations from duty one or from a creature actually is going to be known by himself.
As noble Imam Ali al-Islam puts it rightly, the one who knows himself.
Yeah. Man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabba. Then it goes to a higher level, a wider scale, that is the social. A person, a duty one, a waiter of Imam Mahdi al-Islam, needs to be a reformist in the level of society. Reform in the level of society, even it has been defined in the words of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and infallible imams. How is it going to be achieved? It can be achieved through amrun bil ma'ruf wa nahyan 'anil munkar, that is enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. It's very beautiful that they have told us everything. That is, if you want to actually be efficient in the society, you have to do this. If you want to work on yourself, you have to do this. All our duties have already been
for us.
Exactly, and prescribed. So we need to tell everyone in the society to inform and to enlighten those who are in need of being enlightened and those who are need to be informed that what is the reality in case there is a doubt or misconception. We need to work on those misconceptions. One might say that, okay, this is the duty of the scholars and, I don't know, the students of Islamic studies.
Or the Hauza students.
What's going to do with me? No, everyone is actually bound to
obligatory on a believer.
Everyone to the scale, to the level that he is actually efficient.
Right.
Say that, for example, I have a page in one of the social media and some people can reach my points and my words. So it's my duty to say my words there.
Spread your word.
I have a good pen and I can write articles and essays and to, for example, focus on one of the issues regarding the Islamic Ummah and enlighten others towards that, to prepare people for that.
Especially in today's world, there's so much need of so many things.
Definitely. At least to the level that you have understood, to the level that you have actually satisfied yourself, you need to actually make clarification on others. What the leader of the Islamic Ummah recently actually emphasized on and actually repeated it for some times, it is entitled as Jihad al-Tabyin. That is a jihad for clarification of what the realities are. Because, you know, the power of media, the power of enemy is that they are going to misguide people.
Yeah.
And they are going to turn the realities into
something
which is not exist. Inshallah, I'll go towards the next point, which is a little bit to the next duty of a waiter, which is to somehow close to that.
True.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
But here in this self-reform and social reform, you mentioned a very, very beautiful point that first comes the self-reform and then comes the social reform, because we have people around in the society who like to go for social reform, but they don't want to go for self-reform. But here we got to know that self-reform comes first.
Yeah.
And then we have to go
if
for
we have not started with ourselves, how can we be effective in the society?
Yeah, but everyone loves to teach others, but they do not.
Yeah,
love
so we
to
have
implement.
To start teaching
Even
ourselves.
Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says in Holy Quran that do not say to others what you do not implement or practice yourself.
Very true.
Yeah, please
Very
go
true.
On.
Yeah, again on the same concept of let's say amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy an al munkar, which is a symbol or let's say a practical way to start with social reform. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You have been the best of ummah nations that have been created and that have been made for the benefit of the human beings. Why? Because you are performing in our Islamic teachings and instructions.
Sure.
We have this concept of amr bil ma'ruf. Because you have this, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil.
Ew.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the followers of the Islamic teachings and divine teachings of Islam are the ones who are the best of the nations. Why? Because they have this in their duties and Islamic laws. And then, moreover, we have some hadith from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where he says that إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ النَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ سَبِيلُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. This is the way of the prophets. That is, أَمْرُ مَعْرُوفٍ نَهْيٌ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ is the way of the prophets. وَمِنْهَاجُ الصُّلَحَاءِ and also the way of صَالِحِينَ, the righteous. It's a great duty by which other duties are performed. And the roads are secured. Imam says that this makes the roads, I mean, the security comes to the people. When people are finding their roles in the society as a person who is going to be affected to the level that he can and he knows, then security comes to the society, because every single entity in the society is going to perform and do his action
exactly.
in the right manner. And then the incomes will be halal, will be lawful. And the injustice will be bring back and will be returned to the people whose right was there.
True.
And the earth will be revived. This is what Imam says. These are the outcomes of the Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy al Munkar.
True, true. Otherwise, we have also this verse in Holy Quran which says that Allah swears by time and says that without any doubt a human being is in loss.
Mm-hmm.
But he gives a condition, but وَتَوَاسُوا
بِالْحَقِّ.
The moment the people invite people towards Haqq, towards truth, that means you are not in loss.
Very true. So we need to do our action, do our duty in the first from, as we said earlier, from ourselves. We have to start from ourselves. Then if we have been actually bound to do some actions and duties which have been taught to us and which we have received, then we can do it in
even
a social
same,
level.
Same verses, first say, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So first you have to bring, you know, iman, you have to be a believer yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the verse comes like, you know, وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ.
وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ.
Yeah.
Thank you. These are the duties that a person needs to have in a society. I said that no one should say that, okay, I'm illiterate, I have nothing to say, but the ilm, the concept of knowledge, the concept of ma'rifah, which we are talking about, is not necessarily coming through, let's say, classic, and let's say, it does not necessarily come through a classic teachings or schooling.
Yeah.
So rather than it comes, as, it's a sort of enlightenment. When you know who is right, who is wrong, then at least this is the least amount of your understanding that you know who is right in
you
this
can
society.
Differentiate between
then
the two.
You need to advise others that this is the right and this is the wrong.
True.
And if you see that even a person who is educated is in the wrong way, you need to tell him the way that you are going is wrong due to these reasons. And you can make an argument.
Yeah.
So when we are saying that this is the duty of all the people of a society, it's not
all
an exaggeration.
Yeah.
It's a reality.
Yeah,
if everyone can understand some issues and some points,
then
based on those points that he understood, he's a duty bound.
True. So one of the important duties that we discussed is the duty of inviting people towards truth and forbidding them from evil.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that this way comes the social reform.
Yeah.
And before social reform, we said that self-purification
Very
or
true.
Self-reform is mm-hmm. extremely important.
Very true.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you. O Light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
Another hadith is from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, again with the same concept, with the same theme, that Imam says that from among the duties of our Shias at the time of occultation, that is, the rich of you should help the poor of you. So look how Imam actually tackles the issue. The richest of you should help the poorest of yours and the needy. They have to be kind towards them.
Yeah.
And look, this is the part that I want to focus. The Imam says these are the duties of a duty point at the time of occultation. Who is going to be waiting for the arrival of Imam? So a rich should help the poor. And they, again, he has to be kind to them while he's going to help them. So it's not a sort of, let's say, actions of, okay, this is a duty, I have to perform it, so I don't care if you are happy or not.
Yeah.
So this is what I have to pay for the sake of God. No, you have to be kind then. Then the next point, the Imam says that everyone here needs to advise his brother in faith, his sister in faith, an advice which is beneficial for him or her.
Again, the concept of
Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy an al Munkar, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil.
Yeah.
Advise him the advice which benefits him.
Benefits
the advice
him.
Which it shows him the way in his life.
Yeah.
So Imam does not say first it is for a person who already worked on himself, then he has done his own self purification to the extent that is eligible to go for the next
True.
Person. Then starts doing the nasiha and also advice to the others. So again, we see Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Almost a century before Imam comes to this world, Imam says the duties of a person who is waiting for the arrival of Imam at the end of the time. Or akhir zaman.
So how knowledgeable are Imams helping and how helpful for us, actually?
Definitely. Collecting all these hadith and the verse of Quran that I refer to, that is concerning the Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar, we as a Muslim, we as a duty man, we as a person who is waiting for the arrival of Imam, we need to first work on ourselves to see what are the harams and halals, what are the lawful and unlawfuls that are compulsory on us and we have to actually act upon them. Then, when we understood our duties in the society, then if we see any wrongness, any, let's say, any mistake from anybody in the society, we need to go to him or her and advise and say that this is not the way that you're going.
You don't have to be a silent watcher.
Exactly. Very true. For example, you're walking in the street and you see a person pressing another person. At least the least thing that you can say, okay, brother, this action of you is not right.
True.
So you may say that, okay, it's not effective. It does not change anything. But sure. If you do this and another person comes and continue that, again, a third person comes and say that, definitely it will affect.
It will affect.
Show its effects in
At
the behavior of the person.
At least you perform your own duty. Dr. Alavi, thank you so much for being with us. We'll continue the topic in another session, inshallah. Thank you for being with us.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.